Audio 27. Extract 1.
Right, guys, can I just make sure I've understood this correctly? Paul, would I be right in thinking we agreed not to use the logo with the knife?
Yes, precisely. Which is why this whole thing is just so frustrating. What really concerns me is the way this has been handled so badly by the printers. I said from the very beginning that I had my doubts about using this contact instead of our usual printer, but Ricardo must have had his reason.
Okay, let's try not to get personal here. We've got a problem to sort out. Can we try and stay focused on the facts?
And it's worth bearing in mind, the error isn't necessarily on the printer's side. To be honest, I'm a bit worried about some of the other artwork as well. The quality isn't as good as it could be. I mean, the printer may not have received all the latest versions of the files. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Look, Ricardo, not only do we have a major error on our hands, but we're also not sure how this happened. As I said earlier, I'm really not happy with the way this has been handled, and it's the Vienna Convention which really worries me. I'd just like to point out that we are flying out to Vienna in less than a week, and we don't even have a decent set of brochures to hand out. The real issue here is that we're just not prepared. The printing should have been done months ago.
You're quite right, Paul. I don't know if you are aware, but the reason the printing didn't go ahead earlier was that we were waiting for your department's approval on the prices.